This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Daniel.
Hello.
You alright?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
I got your email. Tell me about these messages you've been getting.
In the last, 2 days, I got 3 voicemails from a girl. I don't know who she is, but she sounds brilliant. but she's not left a number.
Right, so she's got the wrong number. You don't know who this girl is?
No, I've got no idea who she is at all.
And why didn't she leave a number?
Well, I don't know. She doesn't say anything about her number, but when I try and find out her number, it says it's withheld.
Oh, rubbish. Okay.
It's not very good.
Now, you've sent me the messages here, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So we can play them now.
Yeah, definitely.
If that's all right with you.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, listen carefully to message 1 that was left on Daniel's answer phone, right, on his mobile. And if you know this girl, text me on 81199 because she sounds amazing.
Hi, babe. I've decided I am going to go out with him. Quite cute. Loads of money. And, give us a call back. Okay, bye.
So, Daniel, you have absolutely no idea who that is?
No, none at all. Not a clue.
Okay, here's message 2. Have a listen.
Hi, can you call me ASAP? I really need to speak to you. Bye.
Right. Still no idea who it is.
Not a clue.
And every time you get a message, she's like, please call me. You're like, I would if I knew your number.
Well, exactly.
Here's message 3.
Hiya. I ended up staying over. Nothing really happened. I really, really want to talk to you about it, though. Please, please give me a call. He's completely stupid, but really rich. You'd think it was hilarious. Please, please, please call me. I really want to chat. Cool. I'll see you soon. Bye.
What a cow.
Yeah. I love that.
He's completely stupid, but really rich. You'd think it was hilarious.
Gold digger.
Girls, honestly.
So you kind of need us to get to the bottom of who this person is, really, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Which is why you contacted us. I don't know, but we'll try and find out.
Cool.
So if anyone listening knows who that girl is, contact us, please, by text or by email.
Yes, please.
She does sound quite hot, doesn't she?
She sounds very, very hot. Very shallow, but yeah. Very hot.
So if you're rich, but really stupid, and you've recently gone out with a hot girl, then please get in contact with us and tell us who she is. Thanks very much. Daniel, if you get any more messages, will you let me know, yeah?
Definitely, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Right, there's a brilliant new show that starts tonight on MTV.
Right.
Do you remember Rock School, where they discover Lil Chris checking it out, right? This is Ice-T's Rap School. Amazing.
Yo, what's up? I'm Ice-T, the original gangster. Rap school's in session. Shut up.
Rap, rap school. Rap, rap, rap.
This is the theme tune.
I graduated college, Berg, the hardest artist. I come from the bowels of the devil, where the hardest. I never crack books, I crack blocks and heads. Never ran for class president, I ran from the feds. Now the game changed, people wanna know what I know. They say Ice-T, teach these little kids how to flow. Teach them all about hip-hop, the block, the streets. Teach them that there really is a thing called a beat. Huh, they gotta listen real close to the man, cause I swear I'm gonna teach them everything I can.
Just goes on like that, really. You don't really need the theme tune, do you? Anyway, the rapper Ice-T goes into this really, really posh school in America and teaches the most unghetto kids you've ever seen in the world how to rap and how to be street.
Right.
And Ice-T's job at the rap school is to teach them how to be more hip-hop. Listen.
Okay, it's going down. My name is Ice-T, and I'll be the professor in this course. Hip-hop is a dead serious game. It comes from the ghettos. I'm quite sure none of you kids actually come from the ghetto.
I'm not ghetto-er. Yeah, I come from the hood, and I eat sour cream. I'm not from the hood. I'm from the Upper East Side.
Right, do people from the hood, are they well-known for eating sour cream?
I didn't know it was a popular dish in the hood,
yeah,
sour cream.
Yeah, I come from the hood, and I eat sour cream.
Anyway, that's the kid to watch out for, right?
The sour cream kid.
His name is Dodge. He's got ginger hair, and he is, I think, 15, and he wears pinstripe blazers. This is out of choice, not school uniform. He actually chooses to wear blazers.
Right.
He's never, ever had a pair of jeans. He actually looks, when you see him, like he's been plucked straight out of the 1950s. Here he is talking about what music he likes.
What kind of music you like?
50s rock and roll, Chump Loose from the 40s. Basically, anything 40s or 50s, or 30s, of course.
Now, how old are you?
15. But in my heart, I'm 75. The culture of me would be a lot of old men in a retirement home. But cool old men, mind you. I definitely consider myself eccentric.
I see you got on a pinstripe suit. This is your look.
It is, yep.
And I got news for you. That's very hip-hop.
Thank you.
So pinstripe blazers are quite hip-hop.
What, and being 75 in your heart?
Yeah. So that's Dodge. He is 15. He likes music from the 40s and 50s and wants to be 75 and in a retirement home. So Ice-T has got a job on his hand here. Right, okay, listen to this. This is when Ice-T has written a rap on the blackboard, some of his earlier work, and the kids have to turn it into a rap, right? Uh-huh. And this is Dodge, the ginger kid, doing that.
Want to try it, Dodge?
I'm a self-made monster of the city streets, remotely controlled by the hard hip-hop beats. But I know just living in the city is a serious task. Didn't know what the cops wanted, didn't have time to ask.
Well, that was pretty good. You changed some words, you moved it around.
Thank you. I found out that I was actually really rather skilled at rapping, and, you know, it was a pleasant surprise.
I love that. He's not actually that bad, though.
I thought he was okay there, actually.
He's not Eminem, but he's not bad. I love that little bit at the end.
I found out that I was actually really rather skilled at rapping, and, you know, it was a pleasant surprise.
I'd like to hear him rap again. I think he was all right. Here he is.
Want to try it, Dodge?
I'm a self-made monster of the city streets, remotely controlled by the hard hip-hop beats. But I know just living in the city is a serious task. Didn't know what the cops wanted, didn't have time to ask.
Mind you, anybody?
I've created a monster because nobody wants to see Marshall anymore. They want Shady. I'm chopped liver. Well, if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of weed mixed with some hard liquor. Some vodka. Oh, crikey, how fast is this? When the doctor, when I'm not cooperating, when I'm rocking the table while he's operating. You waited this long, now stop debating, because I'm back, I'm on the rag and ovulating.
Better than Dodge.
Yeah, I think I am. But your husband's heart problem's complicated.
This is going to be a great show, trust me.
The whack rhymes fly as the kids pin their first ever rap lyrics.
I'm beating it to Hong Kong, and I ain't trying to pin.
You're the best, because you got mad breasts.
You think you're so cool, you are just a fool.
Be the best because you got man breasts. I love
Radio
it.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people also think they know who this girl is. That's been leaving messages on Daniel's phone.
Hiya. I ended up staying over. Nothing really happened. I really, really want to talk to you about it though. Please, please give me a call. He's completely stupid, but really rich. You'd think he was hilarious. Please, please, please call me. I really want to chat. Cool, I'll see you soon. Bye.
She has got an attractive voice. She
very
sounds
attractive
hot,
voice.
But very shallow.
Mm.
Very shallow.
Very shallow.
No one likes a shallow girl, do they?
Unless they're hot.
That makes you shallow also.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose so,
she
yeah.
Does. Yeah, very much so. A lot of people saying, well, I can't read out their names, but a lot of people saying they think they know who it is. Thing is, no two people are the same, so it probably isn't her. Also, people are saying it sounds like Colleen off of Wayne Rooney.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Hiya. I ended up staying over.
Doesn't sound anything
doesn't
like
sound
her.
Anything like her at all.
Some people are saying Grace from Big Brother. Some people are saying Carrie off the Chris Moyle show. And some people are saying Sophie Anderton. To be honest, I think the chances of her being a celebrity are quite slim, don't
yes.
you?
Radio
1. I found out that I was actually really rather skilled at rapping, and, you know, it was a pleasant surprise.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1.